Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity. Teardrop falling down a mountain.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Brad Huskin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, president of IES Training, and author of a couple of outstanding books on selling that I encourage you to check out. You can find those on his website, along with a bunch of other stuff, including information about your new webinars. Brad?
Yes, indeed. I've started doing webinars twice a month, and the first week of every month we do one on sales management issues, and then the third week of every month we do a webinar on salesmanship issues. Mm-hmm. And what I really love about these things is they're all archived, so you can access it whenever you want,
right,
however many times you want.
After you've subscribed to the first one, you can have all you want. And you're going to give my people a discount, aren't you?
Well, that's exactly right. I'm going to give them exactly 25% off.
Whoa.
The regular fee of $139
I thought we were getting a 33% discount.
Well, if we can do that. So
see,
all folks, your listeners.
See, folks, I'm always working for you here.
Yeah, and make sure that they don't call until I'm off the air here.
Right.
So, because I'm here solo in this time zone. So, but call a couple hours and there'll be plenty of people here to answer.
Anyway, so tell them you want the big discount. You want the big Blasingame discount.
Yeah, we'll give you 33% discount, so we'll get it for $100 a month.
Is this, I know you do a lot of work with B2C.
Yes.
Will there be some B2B stuff there too?
Well, the sales management issues and the sales training issues are all relatively
the
same.
That's the same,
isn't
it?
They just have to be tweaked a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So folks, check that, IAStraining.com.
Okay.
And you want to give a website? I mean, a phone number?
It's 800-248-7703.
All right, so check that out, folks. Take advantage of this. It's good stuff. I've heard Brad before. He's mesmerizing.
We've got rave reviews.
That's exactly right. I'm raving right now. All right, so we're talking about different kind of communication channels to have with your people. Previously,
we talked about
the weekly sessions. What's next?
Yeah, weekly scheduled one-on-ones, and then I think we need to actually have a morning huddle. And you know as well as I do that every morning when people come to work, if you're in a showroom-type situation or a retail store situation, there's lots of conversations going on about the NBA game last night, or who got kicked off Dancing with the Stars, or this girl that I met last night, or man, did I do this last night and that last night. And I really don't want to hear all those conversations. I want everybody focused on business and what's going on.
That's the game face
day. So we do a morning huddle, and we huddle the troops up, and whether it be via the telephone or via the internet or live and in person, I just get everybody focused and on the same page, and we recognize top producers, and we talk about the goals and the
picks
for the day.
And say, all right, today we're pushing the kibasa today.
Exactly.
Right?
So, and just getting everybody on the same page and everybody focused so that we all have a central direction by which we're trying to head and trying to achieve.
Do you think it's harder to get people's game faces on today when they leave home from the time they get to work and wait on customers first? Do you think it's harder to get the game face on today than it was, say, 20, 40 years ago?
I think everything's harder today than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. Gee, I tell you, the entitlement society that we live in, and you know, I'm not bashing any type of a age group or anything.
No, it seems like the world's gone narcissistic, doesn't it?
It really does, doesn't it? I mean, you know, people aren't focused and they aren't determined and they aren't getting out there and beating
But I'm
the
just it just seems to me like the huddle may be more valuable, more important now than ever before.
Oh, I think so, too. I think it's essential that we have a morning huddle and communicate with our staffs and tell them exactly what we expect and what's going on and what we expect out of them for that day or week or whatever the case may be. So, so huddles are essential. And then the third thing that I think we need to do is have a weekly staff training meeting. And training is something that, as you know, is done 24/7, 365, and it can't be done sporadically
every now and
again.
The best performing companies, folks, this is the, write this down. This is a truism, if there ever was, if I've ever seen anything, this is the truth. The best performing companies in the world are the best training companies in the world.
Yeah, I read an article that said the Japanese spend 8 hours a week on training.
Yeah.
And the Americans spend about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And small businesses, about 30 seconds.
About 30 seconds, yes.
Now, and, folks, you know I love you, but you know I'm telling the truth, too.
Yeah, and I'm going to go to the grave believing that, in general, people are good. And I don't think anybody ever takes a job wanting to fail. And I think that too often owners and management let our people down because we're not giving them the skills, the ability, and the knowledge they need to be successful.
So what are we training them on? Product knowledge?
Well, the core areas.
Okay.
Funny you should ask. Four areas that people need training. That's sales techniques, of course. Product knowledge, as you mentioned. Operations. And then customer service skills, which include communication skills. From the other perspective of how do we communicate with our customers as well as what we're talking about today, how do you communicate with your staff?
So
we need to really dig in and focus on those.
Right. And also, you know, another thing that I think, which I'm biased about, is you got to train people on where you think the customers are today. Because customers aren't walking in stupid like they did 40 years ago. They're not walking in ignorant. They walk in and they know stuff. They may know more than you do.
Would you say it might be the age of the customer?
I heard of that thing. I heard about that. That's, you know, somebody, the guy that wrote that book, he's
a smart man, isn't
Hold
he?
Hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to be right back with more mayhem, more nonsense, with our good friend Brad Huskin. IASTraining.com. Be sure to take advantage of that big discount on his bi-weekly webinars. Ten Tails, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.